morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Time to check in on the checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. And tell us about the partnership that the Beef Checkoff has with a cowboy ninja star that a lot of consumers are tuning in to see on a reality TV show.
Yes, Beef It's What's for Dinner is working with cowboy ninja Lance Pecus to showcase the strength beef can play in your life. Lance is a cow-calf rancher in Idaho and has been competing on the popular reality show American Ninja Warrior for many years. And fans across the country have really become drawn to his story of ranching, family, and strength. And so this integrated media campaign, it was launched on social media in late May. He's just a really powerful story to tell. He's very entertaining, but I think most importantly, it's a message of ranching, healthy lifestyle, and beef. It's a powerful one for us to share with consumers.
Thanks, Heather, for the lowdown on the Cowboy Ninja Warrior. Remember, you can learn more about Beef It's What's for Dinner and the Beef Checkoff at oklabeef.org.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. This year, OSU's animal science faculty welcomed Dr. Janine Solak-Johnson as the newest person chosen to hold the department's Temple Grandin Professorship in Animal Behavior and Well-Being. Johnson comes to OSU with an extensive knowledge and background in the U.S. swine and pork industry, founded in scientific research, which she herself conducted during her 18-year tenure at the University of Illinois. Johnson was invited to present at the Oklahoma Pork Congress recently, during which we had the chance to get to know her a little better. She shared her thoughts regarding some of today's questions pertaining to modern swine production. For instance, the push by some calling for group housing in swine production as opposed to gestation crates.
I think that a producer should choose the system that works best with their management in their sow herd, etc. And then are there ways that we can improve that, whether it's a gestation crate or a group housing system?
While she says it's important to recognize where changes can and should be made in the industry, she also maintains that a change should not be adopted, much less forced upon a producer, if it offers no real improvement to the system in place.
What activists come after us for is the fact that, you know, we shouldn't be keeping these animals at all. But sometimes some of the things that we do is really in the best interest of the animal and best for their well-being. But I don't think that we should change something that doesn't improve the well-being of the animal just to keep a perceived customer. And that's probably where I really cringe, is because I never want a producer to be forced to do something that actually negatively impacts their animals.
And on the subject of animal welfare, the review process has taken several months, but the National Chicken Council's broiler and broiler breeder welfare guidelines have been certified by the Professional Animal Auditor Certification Organization. PAACO is a leading authority on animal welfare auditing that provides high-quality training and certification credentials for auditors and audits. Dr. Ashley Peterson is the NCC Senior Vice President of Scientific and Regulatory Affairs. She says consumers want to be sure that all animals being raised for food are treated with respect and are properly cared for during their lives. The families and companies involved in raising broilers share the public's concern, she says, and with the certification, consumers and customers can feel confident that when buying and eating chicken, the birds were well cared for and treated humanely. While the broiler and broiler breeder guidelines were updated as recently as 2017, this is the first time in history that they've been certified by an independent audit certification organization. Mortality and condemnation rates for America's broiler flocks are at all-time lows, meaning that the overall flock is incredibly healthy. You got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattlemen, get your kicks at the 66th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 20th and 21st at the Embassy Suites in Norman. This year's convention will be all about the business of the cattle business, with five great cattlemen's college sessions on topics like forage insurance, genetics, a meat cutting demo, and the opening general session featuring cattle facts. Add to that a sold-out trade show and a great opportunity to network with fellow cattle producers. The OCA convention, go to oklahomacattlemen.org for more information and to register, or call 405-235-4391. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.